Okay, I'm going to get underway here, and what I'd like to do, we're going to just do a kind of an open forum. Several of us asked last week if we could redo Lesson 10. I kind of suggested it because there's a lot packed into this lesson. A lot of really good, applicable how-tos, if I could describe it that way. And even though there's a lot of basic how-tos in some of the other lessons, this one really, you know, brings it, you know, hammers it down so that you kind of have some nuts and bolts to really ramp up the customer-centric attitude that we should have. And the garden hose analogy, I think if any one of us get told that we're not good in this industry, or we can't be a salesperson, which we're really not, or we can't be, you know, customer-centric, or we have a not-so-supportive spouse, or we're just not getting it, it's not gelling, we need to just think in our minds, I'm an excellent garden hose sprinkler setter. Okay? Because that to me is just so crucial. And I don't know if anybody mentioned this last week, but it's one of those things that really reverberates in my mind about this lesson as well, is that, you know, it's great. It's a privilege to have a great upline, but it's far better to be a great upline. To be that person who's sponsoring this, working with customers, that's supporting them, that's following up in a timely manner, and doing it in a way, and we're listening. We're really, really listening. And nobody brought up the, I found this interesting, nobody brought up the $200 million fine that Herbalife got to pay out 2.5 years ago, in September of 2016. And I think everybody's aware of that, and if you're not, let's talk later. But the short version is that was a catalyst for the network marketing industry, for companies to really, really wise up and make the shift. Neekin had already done that. We started in November of 2015 to become more customer-centric and not have this heavy focus. We still need to always think about the fact that, as Marty shared, 71% of Americans are looking for an alternative source of income, looking for ways to make more money. So we need to have that in the forefront of our mind that, no, this person could. But at the same time, we also need to remember that 91% is bigger than 71%. So if 91% of people come in to meet him because of the product, we need to let them be customers. And drop the little hints that, no, there's a great, great opportunity, or business, whatever you want to call it, wrapped up in this as well. However, let's get you connected. Let's get you connected to Neekin so you can see what would be the greatest thing that these solutions, these products can help you with. So, what else? And some of us, maybe we didn't do Lesson 10 again. Maybe we looked at some of the other lessons. What else jumps out in your mind? And again, I really want to stress, and this is where I'm going to stop talking, I really want to stress the application of it, not just, oh, that was a great aha, but how were you able to implement? Who wants to go first? Sandy, I'm going to put some pressure right back on you, even though there's other people on the line. Shuki? Larry?
Yeah, I could add something here. I've been under quite a challenge this last month because trying to take care of a recuperating wife and run the household. And so I haven't been doing too much with NECAN other than just trying to get a message out to the customer base. And you know, we ended up the month with about, I don't know, 650 points or something like that. And some of them actually jumped in the basket without me going after them, which was always a nice thing to happen. But the thing that I wanted to bring up was I haven't been showing the plan or the product line to anybody for the last month, and actually for two or three months, to be honest about it. And I finally decided, hey, you know, ICANN program says you got to keep doing the right things, and I'm not doing all the right things. So I started lifting the telephone and talking to people again, and I've already got one guy that's evaluating time to get together with he and his wife and his in-laws on the 18th of February. And there's another one that I've been wanting to talk to. In fact, I've kind of halfway talked my way into a meeting with her. She worked at the bank and where I go all the time, and I knew her first name. I didn't even know her last name. But I went into the day with the idea of finally setting a time and a place, and I found out she quit in the end of January. Well, I knew the other lady behind the counter, but I didn't know her name, so it gave me an opportunity to get somebody else's name for a change. And but at the same time, I asked where she went, and she told me exactly where she went for her new job right here in Gresham. And I know that I can walk in there and set a date to show the plan to her this month, I'm sure. And it's just, it's doing the right things even when you don't feel like it, I guess, is what I'm saying. You know, you do the things that you know you're supposed to do, and eventually it comes to fruition.
Larry, for the sake of, because I know what you do, because I've had the privilege several times of sitting with you doing it together. When you say show the plan to somebody, is that tailored for each person, or do you kind of have a focus that you?
Well, you know, you got to go where the interest is initially. You know, usually it's a need in the past. My approach has been a need and then try to fill it. And that's in the early part of the ICANN program too. But the other one is to listen for things that people say about either dissatisfaction with where they're at or, something they would really like to do but never have. And then I have started using the Dr. Lender's presentation folder on wellness and bringing up the business very lightly initially, but letting them know there is a business here if they're interested. But usually you're just initially trying to give them some demonstrations that get their attention. That's always the best thing in my mind, you know, is either the insoles, the water, the strength test that you run with that, or the supplements. You can run a strength test with everything we got and get results. Not always with everybody, but out of four strength tests, almost guaranteed one or two of them will work on that person. And so that's where you get their attention.
Okay. Good. All right. And this is an odd evening to have male voices doing all the talking. So, ladies, Larry and Vance are going to stop now.
Oh, Vance, this is Mary. I was trying to answer you, but I guess I didn't push my button hard enough. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I meant that literally. I'm going to stop talking.
Don't be like my husband and never answer me when I talk and start to guess if it's me or me or not.
Oh, no. Yeah, Vance sees a lot of the things that most husbands typically do, and I go polar opposite. You know, unless it's even if it's like 11 o'clock at night and Stacy has said repeatedly, I'm so exhausted. And I've always wanted to say it. I haven't done it yet. So please, you'll know. I'll come back and report. I want to say so badly, well, stop talking. Let's go to sleep. But I don't. So, Sandy, I am going to stop talking.
I wish I had really exciting things to say, like very good, but I don't. I'm making it my best.
Takeaways from this lesson. What really jumped out at you, and how were you able to apply it?
Well, I'm making this last part my little Bible of return phone call and emails that I'm doing. So I've had a few contacts in the last few days, and I've just got this out, and I have it underlined, and I'm trying to follow it like a little guide to help me be more focused and better on email follow-ups. I mean, well, I usually post people in one way or another, find out interest level, or even this lady posts me another one, and then I say, well, could I send you an email that just gives you a little idea what the company's about and a couple little videos, and, you know, then I tell them I'll call them back. So anyway, it sounds ridiculous to me even, but it takes me forever to get these little emails written that they feel right. But anyway, I'm just getting very focused with following this advice that I feel is very good, or guidelines in that lesson, on focusing on that part, that aspect of customer contact, phone calls, and the email aspect.
Okay, wonderful. Dookie, you had 2 weeks with lesson 10 and or others.
Hi. Did you call my name?
I did.
Oh, good. I have to tell you that first I started listening to calls all over again, and I got to 6. And every call that I listened to, I just outlined everything. I got so much out of that, because it wasn't, okay, I need to listen to this call, you know, I have to do it every day. It was almost like you were listening to one skill after another after another. And so then when you said the call had to be here, I went ahead and re-listened 10, but I had already decided last week I was going to focus on customers. So that I've already got some retail customers, and I took that Kinko ground, and I had 2 customers, and I asked them, you know, can I bring them over? And we had another lady there too. So I took them over to one lady. She was an older lady, and, you know, she wasn't, you know, she says, I can't really feel anything, and da-da-da. So then I went to the other one. She has a pair of our inner soles that for neuropathy, and it was kind of flaring up, and her daughter was there. So I clicked on Kimball's call and let Kimball go ahead and share, and they had their feet on the whole time. Her daughter has asthma, and I told her what it had done for me, where it was eliminating a lot of the congestion and the in my chest. And with joy, she goes, oh, Tookie, I can really feel the warmth. And so Lacey said, you know, next month, I think my husband and I are going to go ahead and buy this. So, you know, she had my number and everything. And then next day, Joy called, and she said, Tookie, I want to buy that Kinko ground. You do? I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I sold one.
I don't. You know, as Marty said, I think in lesson, which is the In-N-Out Burger, you know, experience with William Todd. Is that lesson 6 or 7? I can't remember. But I want to focus in on what and how he said it, because I don't want to miss this opportunity. Because Tookie, what you did is exactly what I was hoping somebody would bring up. Because on Saturday, right after Saturday AM Live, I had arranged to do a 3-way. With a couple who are customers, long-time Meekinites, okay, back to 1996. They have everything that Meekin has, all right? But I wanted to focus in on another customer that they referred to me and let them share their experience, not only about the Kinko ground, but also about the water, because that's the next thing that this gentleman needs to invest in. Money's not an issue. And I thought, you know, I am tired of talking about all the greatness of all these different components of the wellness home until I'm blue in the face. I'm going to let, since these people referred me to him, I'm going to leverage them on an ABC, a three-way. And it was wonderful. And so, Tuki, what you're doing with Troy and Lacey, did I get the names right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is leveraging customer experience, and then you also took it a step further because you leveraged Kimball, even though she wasn't there live, you used a tool, so it's not about us. And I know that 26 years in this, that more often than not, for me, I feel like, well, I just need to just keep talking and talking and talking. That's not what people want. We have to leverage other people and other tools.
So it gets better.
Okay.
So, Lacey, so Joy bought one, and then Lacey texted me and she goes, Tuki, I was telling this lady about it. Give her a call. So I called her today, but she has a 97-year-old father in Montana, and she lives here in Carson. And I, you know, she was thinking about the Kinko ground because he has a little sore, but, you know, I says I would recommend a pair of inner soles. You know, nobody's going to be there to kind of monitor it. And so she goes, oh, my gosh, and you can put it inside of his shoes and at night. And so she was just so excited. But I do have to say one more thing. So it was really neat how everything kind of unfolded. But I do have to tell you one thing that I had a Hispanic distributor and a friend went into a place where you buy glasses. And this one, Carmen, she had an amazing testimony with one of the power chips, took the pain all away. So she was telling this lady, and then my Hispanic distributor, she was looking through the website, oh gosh, this is really nice, and she came over and she went ahead and gave her her business card, and then she goes, could you just please call her? And I thought, okay, well, I gave her a call, and I asked her if she was busy, and she goes, no, just sitting here doing this. And so I told her that, you know, that was my distributor, and she says, you know, I have to stop you right now. She says, number one, the first lady, I thought she was just nice. Then when the second lady handed me the card, I thought, now, wait a minute, they're trying to sell me something. And personally, I don't want to hear anything about Nukan. And I go, I am so sorry. Actually, she's the one that I get my glasses. She didn't know who I was. So I just felt so bad, and I thought, you know, Tuki, you didn't do what Marty Jeffries had said. Number one, that lady didn't, I didn't ask that lady permission. Number two, I just beat it myself big time. So what I am going to do is this week I'm going to take her a loaf of my homemade bread and just tell her that I was that person, and I apologize for not getting that permission, or, you know, I don't know what I'd say, but just give her some bread to say I'm sorry, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with going full tilt the other direction and said, you know, I'm still kind of new at this.
I think it was the garden hose example.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with following up with people and say, look, I get so excited because on any given week, I'm on, you know, let's say one or two or sometimes three different conference calls or these video presentations. And some of the stories that it's almost like infomercial, but sometimes, you know those people are paid to share a story. And this is not about weight loss. These people, some of them are seriously in a lot of discomfort. And the results they get sometimes are a matter of seconds. I hear these stories and I just feel compelled, and there's a moral obligation. And I do need to apologize because that passion kind of gets the best of me sometimes.
So, but thank you so much. You know, because then I read, it's not personal, it's not permanent, and it's not persuasive. And I thought, thank you so much, Marty Jeffries, that I can look at that and say, okay, tomorrow's a new day.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susie. Anyone else want to chime in here?
Yeah, Ben?
Yes.
Yes,
ahead,
I'd like to comment on the whatever lady was saying just before me. Yeah, exactly. I do the same thing when I talk to people and when they, kind of show me that they're not interested, I still let them know that I'm not there just to sell them something or offer them something, whatever I'm doing, you know, show it into them. I'm just being a friend. So I continue to be friend with them, and with that I also meet other people that they know. So I just create lots of friends. And from that, you know, I always find somebody that may be interested, but I take it absolutely away from me that it's my job to sell them something. So I just simply share things. And they all know what I'm doing, and, you know, it's not always for everybody, but it's okay. It's still, we have to share this because I know it's still the best product out there. And personally, I want to be as healthy as possible. Even the things that I try to prevent still happen to me. And now I'm trying to recover. I'm recovering very well, and I'm doing very, very, very good now. So I really like all the Nikan products, and I'm always will be using them. So I like to share this with my friends.
Yeah, and you know, Vera, one of the things that you have an amazing ability to is to network in a very what I'm looking for. Not passive, because there's a lot of passion and energy in there, but not a heavy persuasive, like used car salesman tactic way. And through that, it's a lot like you're the seed scatterer, and just letting your friends know, letting your contacts know that we have this. You would do well in leveraging like what Chuki did and what I was able to do on Saturday morning there too, is that one person was in Alabama, the other one was in Atlanta, Georgia. And you would do well to leverage some, like Sabina,
mm-hmm.
who said to me via text today that, or was that yesterday when you called, that she was able to get her a part. What did she order? And to other contacts that may know her, or maybe they may not know her.
She actually did place order today on her own. She went through the website and just placed order. So it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she found out how simple it is now. So
right, and see, that's what I'm talking about. Being able to share with others and say, well, I don't know if you ever remember me talking about my friend Sabina, and I would talk up, you know, Urich, her husband, say, oh,
mm-hmm.
her husband was one of the lead physicians up at OHSU for years, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they have been wonderful friends of ours, and she just ordered this, and say why she ordered this, you know. It's basically you're breeding, you are leveraging and bridging, is the B word I was looking for, bridging that connection so they can see the simplicity of, you know, what Nikan has and, you know, what they could tap into.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of those people also, which we introduced many years ago, they always going to be customers because they like the power of their Nikan products. so they don't lose any of their spots in Nikkei, and they want to be always customers.
Yeah, and you know, one of the tips, and this is because I know who some of those people are and how they're, some of them have already diverted or they've become NXN as customers. You have an incredible opportunity to pick up the phone and call a lot of them,
yes,
or all of them, and just simply say, I can't tell you enough about this latest new technology that Nikkei introduced a couple months ago. It's so much bigger than anything we'd ever had before, and yet so easy to use. And send them a text or send them an email with any one of the short videos. I like the one that Dennis Williams passed on, that it's less than 5 minutes long, and it's all the short video testimonies from the different people. Some of those people in your organization here will remember some of those names and those faces, like Barb Satterwhite. They'll remember that, oh, she was a nurse. I remember her. Or, you know, Pam Barnes. But those stories are just phenomenal. And leveraging it, because if they've been out of Nikkei for any amount of time, they don't know anything about the Nikkei. They may not even know anything about Earth.
Yep. And I'm still learning it myself, you know, about this certain product. And so I do need to know more. And, you know, I've been using it myself, and I like it. I have a result. But I need to be sending the information to all the people I have in the organization. So that's my job, the following up.
And I would suggest, and I've been doing this a lot more lately, is looking at a week, going, okay, I've got some time there. I'm going to, just as Marty said, I'm calling Mary at 7 o'clock tonight regardless. And taking a list of people that you know that, okay, I'm pretty sure they're going to be home on a Tuesday evening at whatever the time is, and just start calling some of these people, or on a Saturday, and leaving a short message, never leaving the long message. We learned that in this lesson. Saying, hey, it's Vera. Haven't talked to you in a while. Please call me back. And then following up, if you don't hear from them in a week, and just simply leave another message. Say, I want to make sure this is your right number.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's it. That's what we can do. And nobody's going to say no to receiving a text or an email with some information of a very, very cutting-edge product like a Nikkei. So, any other thoughts? We're at 6:38 out here on the West Coast. Anyone else want to chime in there? Okay. Lesson number 11. This is the final lesson. Lesson 12 doesn't have any teaching wrapped up in it. So I want to encourage everybody. And as well, there will be a lot of excitement. I want to encourage you on Saturday morning to tie into Saturday AM Live, as I shared last Saturday, and again then today on the Nikkei Prayer Call. I really have a very high anticipation for Mr. Luis Pechaga and what he's going to bring to the table. So raise your expectations, raise the optimism level a bit. I'm not talking about a new product. That would be great if that is, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is develop a protocol, not a plan of sorts, I guess, of what Mr. Kasaga did in the Spanish-speaking country. Would love to have that kind of activity and that kind of volume and that kind of tenacity here in North America for the U.S. and Canadian market. So, hopefully we'll be able to share as much of that as possible on Saturday. Oh,
thank you, Ben.
One other thought. Oh, you're very, very welcome. One other thought is March 5th, I think I put that in my text. March 5th, we will be commencing the end. I want to encourage you. Some of you have spouses that you think that, boy, it'd be great if they could get a shot of ICANN. Now would be a good time to start asking them. Would you be willing to do this with me? I'd love to get both my nephews to do the course, but I know that's not going to happen. Because sometimes their level of pessimism is at an all-time high. And, you know, they're half my age, and I happen to be the one to prod them along. So, anyway, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great evening, what's left of it, and we will chat Saturday morning, if not next Tuesday, back at the same time slot as normal.
Tuesday next week, yeah.
Tuesday, back to Tuesday, yes.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks.
Good night.